Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody Say. My name is MJ Omota and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Until a few weeks back, the name Omalay was one that had eluded me, but it eludes me no more. Here's a review for his debut EP titled Get Laid.
The latest African album review is...
Get Laid was released on May 22nd, 2020, licensed under Key Card. 5 tracks, 14-minute runtime, no features, multiple producer placements, including Omalay himself, Bizuch, Eljack, and Andre Vibe.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Damn is a fantastic opening track. Omalay says, she loves me when I'm drunk, she loves me when I'm jobless, she loves me when I'm lost, she loves me when I no need love. And as the icebreaker to the EP, I was like, yes, Omalay, yes. Afrowave R&B is the new vibe and welcome to the party, Omalay. This song had me kicking myself for not finding out about this talent sooner. What a song. Lolo, which contextually refers to love, so it's kind of like love. And he sings, let me give you some lo. He admits to his love interest that he knows he looks nice, but as a person, he is no good. Basically, he is just looking for a good time and he thinks they might be able to do one or two nice things. So I guess he's not exactly a love interest. He's more like a sex interest. I guess. The beat is super Afrocentric with a mid-tempo pace and quite to my fancy. The song You shows how much Omalay is unique from the rest. The beat here is beautifully worked to have a sexy guitar that blends with a kick-ass bass, getting the listener moving and just wanting to nod your head or something. Eljack was surely in his bag for this one. All the while, Omalay brilliantly voiced this track, and I got lost in the composition for a while. The reverb on his voice, which bounced the echo so well, had me getting goosebumps. While the chorus support was full sounding in both stereo channels, this may be the undercover banger of the EP without taking anything away from the rest of the songs, which are excellent in their own right.
Find us at MotoMotoMusic.com.
Tell you what, I see exactly why Bad Influence is such a vibe and leads the way as the most streamed song on here, and it's charting as well. It is the hit song after all. I mean, I didn't expect to enjoy it as much as I did, which is strange to say, but I almost fell into the trap of thinking this will probably sound like everything else, you know, that's hot. Because sometimes when you listen to Afrobeats, many tracks tend to sound the same. But I'm very glad I was wrong and didn't let that take over. Bad Influence in entirety is delicate and honest. It exposes a level of vulnerability while maintaining a very light beat, almost like they wanted a stripped down sound for the beat to go with the feeling of hopelessness and despair. And that makes sense because that is what Bad Influence conveys in its message. This honesty in the lyrics is something throughout this entire project, and kudos to Omalay on the production for this song in particular. Ah, he worked it.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
Even when he sings about love, he isn't the my tomato, my potato type singer. He manages to convey a vivid representation of the situation. And he captures raw emotion as well as a certain self-awareness most of us cannot even externalize, even if we wanted to. That's why, to me, his music resonates. When evaluating the title of the album, Get Laid, we are dealing with a young man that is discovering the joys of life. Getting laid comes with a variety of experiences and emotions, which are talked about throughout the CP. Damn talks about undying loyalty from someone that possibly could do better. Lolo is about a man looking for shameless and exciting sex, and he sees himself as a trophy because he has good loving, or should I say good D. You is a man that is deeply in love with a girl he thinks is everything while professing his feelings to her. And Bad Influence is someone turning to coping tactics such as alcoholism and smoking over a love that has used them until they lost their own self-esteem and just love for who they are. It's actually a heartbreaking song, in all honesty. Yeah, Yeah, Yeah is pretty much about uninhibited sexual escapades. These themes all follow the byproduct of getting laid, and it's genius. By the way, Get Laid is spelled G-E-T-L-A-Y-D, which is kind of a play on his name, Omar Lay. Interesting. Vocally, Omar Lay sounds extremely seasoned and is comfortable switching from holding chords right through to that chilled Afrobeats one-liner type music that sounds almost whisper-like.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
Honestly, Omar Lay is such a breath of fresh air, and I am beyond impressed by his music. He has the makings of the current crop of new Afrobeats entrants from Nigeria, including Fireboy DML, Oxlade, a more adventurous Chike, as well as maybe a dash of Rema in there. But the interesting thing is, he's almost like a hybrid of everyone I've mentioned in some way, shape, or form. The entire Get Laid EP is fire, fam. No cap. Omar Lay has announced himself to the world in spectacular fashion, and he is most likely Nigeria and Africa's breakout star of 2020. Listen to Get Laid by Omar Lay online. I highly recommend this EP for any Afrobeats lover, and if you truly enjoy good music, there will be much to appreciate and love here. Omar Lay is the future, but most importantly, he is the right now. And that's it for me. My name is MJ Omotesan of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.